Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
All right, so the last 7 days, start off the last 7 days, 184 shirts sold at $585.97.
Wow, picking up for you, RJ. Last 7 days, 110 shirts sold, $417.54.
Damn, you guys are putting up some pretty solid numbers.
No, I think my numbers suck personally, but
mine do too.
Mines have tanked. Mines have tanked. I'll give you my last 7 days.
Go for it.
2,455 shirts sold. I'm joking. 71 shirts, two returns, $280.12.
Ouch, that is shitty, bro.
Right? Mines have tanked, dude. I don't know what's going on.
I got 143 products sold, royalties $474.72.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my account.
Okay, Glenn. Hey, so how many are you uploading consistently every day, or what are you up to? What's going on?
I haven't uploaded in like 2 weeks. I went to that eBay open thing in Vegas, came back, tried to like rebuild, and then I was like, I'll upload today, and it never happened. So now, I just haven't uploaded in a while, and I don't know when I'm going to either. Probably maybe this weekend, maybe. But
that's all right.
He ain't gonna upload.
We didn't upload from. I was looking at it today. We hadn't uploaded since the 11th of June. That was the last time that we uploaded anything.
See, the funny thing is, I'm really consistent about uploading. I mean, I might not upload all 400 shirts in one day, but I'm typically uploading something at least.
Right.
But for some reason, my numbers have tanked. I don't get it. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it proved it to me that, you know, there's always that thing of like, if you don't upload every single day, like they'll make it so you don't sell as many shirts or whatever. Like, our sales haven't been affected by it at all. They've been pretty consistent.
That's a conspiracy theory. I don't think
that's. Of course it is. Yeah, it makes no sense on Amazon's part. Like, why would Amazon build that into the algorithm? And then it's incentivizing people to, you know, upload shitty shirts.
Yeah.
Hey, Fernando says, Young, your audio is good today compared to all the other regular broadcasted podcasts we do. Your audio is way better today.
What are you talking about, Fernando? My audio is it's always good.
Maybe he's talking shit about your house. He's saying it's not a good place to record.
Apparently.
I don't know. Designing. I've been actually learning how to design. I've been using, trying to learn how to use GIMP.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it down how to do it.
Okay. I think that's a good, if you guys don't want to invest money, I think GIMP, I personally never use GIMP. I know of it. I think I messed around with it once or twice in the past. I think that'd be a good segue into eventually learning how to use Photoshop and Illustrator. Yeah. But there's also, Is it Pixlr? Pixlr? It's kind of like another version of Photoshop. And that's also web-based. And I've messed with that a little bit, too. I can, at some point, give you guys a link. You guys can put it in your show notes. But it's free, it's web-based, and it's very, very similar to Photoshop.
All right, cool. I think all the rest of us used Photoshop and Illustrator, right? Don't you use Photoshop, Glenn?
I use Illustrator for all the merch stuff. So, what Penji?
I use the crap out of Penji
for work. He uses it for work, but he's scared to use it for his business.
So. Hey, man, I do it for all.
We're eating sushi. For all. We're eating sushi. I'm scared to use it for merch by Amazon. And I was like, what?
What are you talking about, man?
We're not gonna have this conversation right now, Young.
You smoking the ooey lately, man? What are you talking about, man? I use it for all kinds of stuff.
I'm about to get him in trouble right now.
I openly talk about Penji. I use it for everything. The ooey. I use the hell out of Penji.
How many designs do you get a day?
So you know what's funny? That's like the most common question that I get asked all the time.
Yeah.
And there's really no right answer, right? Because I always tell people it really just depends on how well you communicate with them. Obviously, the better you communicate with them, the less revisions. But also at the same time, you want to submit scaled designs. Scaled meaning, you know, changing. It's the same design, but you change up a couple of words here and there.
Yeah.
You do that. I mean, so to answer your question, on average, I probably get anywhere between 30 to 40 per month. This month has been a little more because I had them do a set of designs. So I probably got about 80 this month from them.
Well, why don't you do this, Young? I mean, so just because Penji has talented graphical artists, right? Like, mm-hmm. they're good, right? Personally, if I was in your shoes, what I'd be doing, I would be hiring a designer, like a text designer, that you can pay like $1 a design or less. I mean, honestly, you can probably pay them, you know, 25 to 50 cents and have them do all of your scaling for you off of a design that Penji does for you.
Well, I was I'm at the point now where, and this is something that I talked about, right, in the past, and something I actually done, which is going back to my university.
Right.
And just hiring the students. Because, look, you can hire students for dirt cheap. I mean, obviously, yeah, for sure. You don't want to rip them off and, you know, do that whole Filipino thing like RJ where I'll pay you 5 cents for 25 designs. But you can hire them for, like, you know, $10, $15 an hour. Or you know, me personally, I like to pay them per project. And they'll do a good job. You know, they're real designers. Because at the end of the day, they're students. They want to make money and they want to build their portfolio.
Right. No, it's a good idea, man. Yeah. You're in a unique position because you're on Stanford too, right? Like you have that the whole area, the Bay Area up there has a lot of schools anyway, so you can kind of tap into that.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm, and we talked about this in the last podcast. The last episode, like I'm no longer want to design because I'm just, again, I mean, I've told you guys my numbers, right? They've tanked.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so it makes no sense for me to do any designs right now when things are tanking. I'd rather work on other things.
I get it. For sure.
It's frustrating.
Here's a weird thing though, is like, they're kind of tanking now, but when you think about it, when you're doing your best, that's when you were doing your own designs. Penji came in, and then now we're declining, right?
Hey, man. Hey, I think Jonathan might be watching, dude. You better be careful. Hey, man.
Well, let's have a little discussion about Penji, just because, you know, you're using it, Young. I've had a bunch of people ask me questions about them and Design Pickle. Have you guys used either? I know that Glenn does all his own designs, or he has his brother do his designs, right? Have you guys used Design Pickle at all?
I've personally never used Design Pickle. And I can't say anything bad about them because it's not fair for me to say something about them when I never used it. I developed a relationship with Jonathan and Penji. That's why I really promote them. From my understanding, though, I think and I could be completely wrong. And please correct me if I do.
Probably are.
I know. From my understanding, I think with Design Pickle, you're only limited to T-shirt designs, right? Penji does everything. They do T-shirt designs. If you want to do local merch, they'll do your business cards, your flyers. If you want a website, you know, they'll do your UX, UI design. So you can really leverage Penji to do other things besides T-shirt designs.
Penji do websites?
They'll do the UX, UI design.
All right.
And then at some point, you would have to hire a developer. Oh. But yeah, they do all that.
Isn't that what you do at Stanford?
I do web stuff, yes.
Oh, okay.
What was that thing?
Nothing. Oh, it was my cell phone. Let me turn that off. Sorry.
Yeah, shut that off.
Anyways, just shut that off, man. That's disrespectful.
Hey, so the Seattle conference. You guys are gonna speak at it, Young?
Yeah. I think we all are, right? Me, Glenn, RJ, and then Matt. You're speaking as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Glenn, you're speaking too.
Yeah, I think Young like kind of talked to Chris Green and was like, hey, can you just get Glenn in there just by default? And Chris is like, all right, I'll just get him in. I was like, all right, cool, just throw me at the very end. Young had to do his talking.
All of us here on the panel, we will be talking in Seattle. It's a fun event, man. It's a fun event. It's an opportunity to go network. You know, I know a lot of people within the community, you know, they do their own meetups and whatnot, you know, and there's been a couple of small conferences and whatnot. I think this one by far, although it's not the official Merch by Amazon conference, meaning like Amazon doesn't really sponsor it, but this is probably the best one at the moment, and I highly encourage everyone, if you haven't been, you should really, really go. Look, I don't get paid to really put, you know, to promote them at all. I'm just saying, look, this is, it's a great opportunity to, you know, network with other individuals. I mean, this is, I mean, that was where we met, last year. I mean, we met so many people. We met the Jersey Goons. We met, Debbie, gosh, I mean, I met Chris Gary Payton for the first time. We ran into Gary Payton at the hotel lobby.
You guys met the glove?
Huh?
Yeah. You met the glove?
Yeah. No joke. So absolutely, man. I would really, really encourage everyone. But according to Chris, it's only limited to 150 seats, and that's including the speakers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the size of the room. The room is not gigantic. So, yeah, I think I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really, really fun event. It is going to be something where it's a hard ticket to get. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if it's pretty close to being sold out right now.
I'm surprised it hasn't been sold out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't checked, but it would not surprise me at all that it's sold out right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure, they put RJ was going to be a speaker. That's where the sales started to like slow down a bit. And they're like, I don't know. Let's see what happens. Did you throw Young in there? I was like, oh,
hey,
man.
Let me ask you something, man. How come RJ is not staying with you? He contacted me. He's like, yo, man, can I stay with you guys?
I know. And then I asked Matt, and he was like, well, I'm staying with all the girls. I was like, hold on.
This wasn't my choice, first of all. Let me make this very clear. I was told this is where we're staying. Like, my wife got included in the girls' Airbnb, and my wife's like, well, Matt's staying with me. Okay.
Yeah, man. So I was like, yeah, man, come on over to the Merch Minds Airbnb. Come on over, man. You can stay with us.
I'll make a guest on your podcast again. Again.
What do you mean?
Be a guest on your podcast again.
Yeah, well, you guys are coming on this Friday, right?
Are we?
Yes, we are.
What's that?
Told you that.
No, you smoking that ooey, man.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Now, the last time we went to, I think we went to.
Oh, okay. Vegas. Yeah.
We went to Vegas. Actually, a lot of people actually like you. I'm surprised. So,
what are you talking about, dude?
And then Glenn, they like you too. There's nothing like, we went to a meetup in, I forgot, was it San Jose? I was in San Jose.
You've never been to San Jose.
Yeah, I have. Fuck that place. trying to figure it out. But anyways, we went up there and they were talking about nothing but good things about Glenn. They're like, Glenn's such a sweetheart and all this stuff. And
I beg to differ. Nah, you know what? You know what?
Young was at the bar sticking his butt out.
You know what? I admit, look, Glenn is the most, probably the most nicest guy you ever meet. Seriously. I mean, look, I don't have a problem saying this, right? I think out of me and Glenn, I'm definitely the internet marketer. Like, Glenn doesn't want anything to do with all that. He just wants to put out content, do his videos, and make money the honest way, which is doing merch and eBay. I'm being completely honest, man.
The honest way.
And then leave it to Young. He wants to make money the dishonest way.
Hey, but you know what? Everything that I promote, I use myself personally.
All right, let's start talking about crates.
Glenn can vouch for that.
Well, that's a good segue, right? Like, so let's talk about CreateSpace. So
yeah, let's talk about CreateSpace. I'm trying to create space between me and RJ.
Yeah. Oh God, man.
Let's talk about it.
Young, you've created some templates for these no content journals, right? Like, what all's in that?
Yeah. So I just got into CreateSpace about less than 2 months ago.
You mean you're not a guru, or you are a guru in 2 months? Clarify this for me.
Yeah, I'm a guru in everything.
All right, there we go.
Huh? What was I saying? But yeah, so I got into it a couple of months ago, and then I just got sick and tired of uploading the same damn templates. So I started creating some templates on my own, and then I reached out to my buddy Manny, And then you guys have met Manny, right? Yeah. At Marcella.
Yeah, we know Manny.
Because he took Kelly's course. So we were like, yo, man, let's just make some freaking templates. And then we decided to sell them at a very reasonable price. Like, we're practically giving them away, right? I mean, it's 11 templates for $15. And the response has been good, man.
Good.
Yeah, the response.
What's in the templates? Because I haven't done any of these journals, just so people kind of explain it to me what you're doing.
They're so CreateSpace is basically journals that you upload onto Amazon's servers, and then what kind of like the shirts, they'll print on demand journals meaning blank books, not necessarily blank, but like
just logs, paper, right?
Yeah, logs and things like that, workout journals, things like that, right? So we made a bunch of different ones, you know, like one for working out, one for jujitsu, one for like blood monitoring. What else is in there? There's one, the isometric dots. I mean, there's like a bunch of them in there. If you guys are in the group, at least the Merch Minds one, and you go to my post and you go in the comments, you can see the preview of all the ones that we have.
I have it right here down below in the link in the description.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to. I haven't done it yet, but it seems pretty interesting. It seems like something to do. How many books have you sold so far since you've been doing this?
Last month I did 16, I believe. This month I did about 4. You know what's funny is we took this training with Kelly. When was that, Glenn? Was that like in January or February?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago.
Because we were talking to her like behind the scenes, and then she had told us that she did $17,000 last December, and I damn nearly sharted on myself. Like, oh my gosh! So Glenn and I, we both paid her. We're like, hey, coach us, tell us what you're doing. And then eventually, obviously, she came out with a course. But yeah, man. I mean, she's obviously making the big money. I'm just starting my journey. So, and it's, you know, she has close to 5,000 titles now. I mean,
right.
It's a numbers game, right? I have like 120, so I'm catching up.
Nice.
That was a joke. You guys were supposed to watch.
That's a good ratio, though. If you hit what you said, 12 already sold for the month, and you have 120 uploaded.
No, 16 for last month.
Okay.
And then 4 so far for this month.
Never mind. What about you, RJ? What's going on with it?
I actually haven't messed with it yet, but I've been wanting to. But everybody's putting it all out, so you know how that goes. The competition's going to be up there and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what can I do that can be different?
Yeah, but, you know, someone pointed out, man, they're like, hey, man, have you seen some of these designs on CreateSpace? And they're just, oh, gosh, man, it really makes my ass itch. Yeah, dude, look, if you guys are going to do CreateSpace, try and do it with the same respect that you're doing on merch. Like, put up some really good designs, man. Don't do some stupid stuff. Come on.
What are your covers looking like?
I'm just getting all my t-shirt designs and putting them on CreateSpace.
You're not just turning Penji over to have you do your CreateSpace for you?
Not yet.
I mean,
why would I when I'm just getting my t-shirts designs?
Well, I know, but their t-shirt designs aren't selling for you. Why don't we move them over to CreateSpace? Maybe that gets you a little bit more on CreateSpace.
Hey, I'm doing both.
Making eggplant journals. All right. That's right. So, okay. Listen. All right. Glenn, what are you doing? What's new with you, man? How many shoes do you sell in a week now?
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know about shoes wise. I'm just kind of like eBay's been doing all right, I guess. Just a combination of that. You already know. I mean, YouTube is tough to try to, you know, keep building. It's like slowly just kind of doing its thing, getting there. So I don't know. It's just a combination of that. YouTube money with eBay money, merch money, and then I help out my family business.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a combination of all that, but we're trying to do just like little workshops, things going on. So I'm going to be in Atlanta and then try to like do sourcing and then ship it back to the house and then sell it. So
nice. Are you doing anything with that new IGTV?
Nah, I was like, I'm already on YouTube. I'm just kind of like, And plus, I'm still, I mean, I get not like a lot of money from YouTube, but I don't even know, I guess, when IGTV would start, I guess you'd make money from that. But
I mean, Facebook isn't monetizing either. You know what I mean? Like Facebook watch everything else. So
what is IGTV? I mean, I know IG is Instagram, but is that something new?
Yeah, IGTV, so it's kind of like you can, it's almost like you have your own channel, but it's like on Instagram and it's like all vertical and you have like, you know, different, I mean, you have your different content through there too. They can go through it, but
it's like Instagram's competitor for YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. How was eBay open?
Oh, we had talked about this. Yeah, he's go ahead,
Karen. Pretty much the last, I mean, I have like the last two videos of eBay opens, pretty much us just kind of like joking around and stuff. Like they had workshops, but it was kind of like very basic for like newbies and things. So yeah, we really didn't even go to like a lot of the workshops. We had, there was like a social media one, and we had a bunch of people that just like, you know, what does the little colorful pink circle look around on your Instagram? Like, what does that mean? And what do? And how do you get that? And I'm like, dude, this is going to be rough. I've never even noticed that. So I don't know. It was like, it was pretty basic stuff. A lot of it was just hanging out in Vegas. And I guess for, as some people would say, for a tax write-off, throw it in there.
Yeah. So what do you guys, so obviously we have some things that we're not going to talk about because, you know, we kind of laid down the law this morning. But other than that, okay, what are you guys doing to prepare for fourth quarter, right? Because we're in the stretch right now. We're coming up on it.
You want to go first?
Man, me and Young talking about this, like, you know, the last Q4s. And man, last one, I was like getting all these designs done. I was all excited and like I was ready to go. And then, yeah, that's where like they couldn't fulfill orders and then shirts and all that. So, like, honestly, this year, I was talking to Young. I was like, man, I might just go back to like the FBA and just start sourcing a bunch of all the like toys and do all that. Cause I don't even trust merch at this point, like, again, to have all like shirts in stock or none of that stuff. So, honestly, I'll probably just do what I can, like the next maybe like month and a half, and I'll probably just like leave it for like December and not even touch merch probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously really hard to predict what's going to happen. I think, and this is my prediction. I think because, we just said we can't talk about it. I think there are going to be some hiccups. I think there's going to be some hiccups in December. But, you know, I'll keep doing what I can.
Yeah.
But this is something that I talked about on the Merch Minds podcast. Like, and you know, and you and I talked about this, right, Matt?
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on other things to drive traffic to my listing now. Right.
So something I want to bring up, just food for thought, right?
Sure.
We had Father's Day. Right? Like the Father's Day, 4th of July, all of that stuff, right?
Yep.
There were no hiccups that I could see anyways. I didn't see shirts like falling out of stock. I didn't see, you know, listings getting suppressed, any of that stuff. And obviously that's not fourth quarter. That's not the craziness that we're dealing with. Uh-huh. But we do have to think about the fact that suddenly we have an entire printing facility that we didn't have in Q4 last year over there in Pennsylvania, right?
True.
So I think we're going to have a freeze. I think it's inevitable. I think there's so much demand. It's only growing everything else. I think at some point we're probably still going to deal with the freeze. I do think it's going to be significantly better than last year because Amazon has admitted they fucked up last year and they put the brakes on way too hard. It actually affected everything basically. They didn't need to do it. So, you know, I'm actually a little optimistic for fourth quarter. I think it's actually set up to be something pretty good.
Okay, well, we'll see. Like I said, I'm a little different than Glenn. Like I said, I'm not gonna quit doing merch during Q4. I mean, I'll continue to do my uploads and whatnot.
But, right.
You know, I'm more focused on, like I said, trying to drive traffic to my listings these days. And obviously, like you, I'm gonna revamp. I'm in the process of revamping my Etsy store. So, you know, those are the things that I'm working on. And the things that I have more control over.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, man. I'm gonna actually by September, I want to be doing like 100 to 200 designs a day, just ripping it out. By the middle of this month, actually, that's what I'm trying to do, but we'll see. And I'm gonna learn GIMP and just rep out all kinds of designs and stuff like that. Because right now I just repped out like about 50, 60 designs, and I was like, damn, okay, that easy. It's the way I think. I'm just like, okay, that's a t-shirt design. I'll rep that out real fast, and I did it.
What about pop sockets? Where are you guys on pop sockets right now? How many you guys got up?
I'm just guessing. I would say probably 150 to 200. And they're selling, you know. I'm seeing the same one sell repeatedly. It'd be nice to see some new ones, right, which I do get occasionally. But you know, they're selling.
What about you, Glenn?
I think I only have maybe like 50 or so, and I get them. They're kind of like sprinkled in there once in a while, some of the sales, but
right.
No, I mean, I think they're a lot easier to like design for and upload.
For sure. So
if that was the case, then maybe it'd be maybe kind of like ramping up those maybe a little bit more.
I feel like that's going to be the Christmas thing. Like,
yeah, could be.
Because it's not going to be impacted in the same way the t-shirts are, right? Like, it's a totally different printing process, like all of that stuff. Like, it's completely different from the t-shirts. It's stocking stuffers. They're cheap, low price. It's the kind of thing somebody's going to throw in with an order to make sure they get free shipping. You know what I mean? Like, it takes them over that limit. So, yeah, I'm really bullish on pop sockets. I think that they, you know, 225 adds up when you're selling, you know, 100 to 200 a day.
Absolutely. How many do you have uploaded?
So currently I've got like 1,300 uploaded.
Damn.
However,
1,300
like
pop sockets?
Yeah, like 1,100 of those are in draft because I haven't actually finished uploading.
Okay.
So, like I said, we haven't uploaded since June.
What about you, RJ?
I probably got about 200, 300.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting sales every day, right? On the pop sockets?
Like one every 3 days.
Oh, really?
I got to fix a keyword on one. It says glitter in the title, so I have to fix that.
What, you can't have glitter in the title?
No, you can't have glitter, gold, metallic, any of that stuff. Because they actually sell premium pop sockets that are actually like metal. Like they have like a metal facing on the top.
I got you.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it's a good thing I never had those keywords.
I just think they're super easy to design for. Like
yeah.
They're just so different from keywords.
You know, Glenn, you know, when pop sockets first came out, this was something that I was telling Glenn. I wish there was a way you can somehow fulfill pop sockets on Etsy.
Yeah.
Because I think the Etsy marketplace is where you can do really good with pop sockets, right? I mean, think about it, right? Like offer custom-made pop sockets, you know, to like the dog moms, you know, like the parents with the kids. I mean, they would eat that up in a heartbeat, right? Oh, I want my dog's picture on a pop socket. You know, they would buy that up in a heartbeat, man. I wish there was some way we could do that.
Dude, think about this for Christmas, right? Like custom pop sockets for grandma, like family photos, Christmas photos.
Right.
Like, instead of sending out a Christmas card, you send out pop sockets.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
you can do it if you tell them to send you a picture, and then you can actually. Okay, be quiet.
Yo, dude, you're going to get your account suspended.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I just thought you could do it that way.
How? Tell us. How?
Do a custom order on Etsy, and then you can actually upload it over on Merch by Amazon. Order it for the customer and send it to the customer.
You can't use Prime to do that.
I didn't say use Prime.
I still wouldn't do it. I still would not do that, man.
I mean, think about
ship it to yourself, and then send it out freaking USPS.
That's just too much.
Gonna make a dollar.
You charge more money for it. You set it at the minimum. Right, set at the middle.
That's just too much work. I tell you what, man.
I agree.
What I don't want to do it.
Let me make this clear. I don't. This is not my idea. I am not touching this.
Right. No. Exactly. I would not do it. But I'm just saying, if there was a way, I think the Etsy marketplace would be just an awesome place for pop sockets.
Right. Now, are you still doing the Printful to Amazon?
Yes, sir.
How's that going?
It's not. No, it's only because I haven't uploaded anything. I think I have maybe like 12 designs.
Have you seen Printech? Have you seen, like, Chris has been talking about it in the group?
I did see that video briefly. You know, I do have a question for them. Maybe I should contact them. I remember seeing that you can do, like, the Amazon custom on the T-shirt, yes. Right? My question was, and maybe you guys would know, like, the example that I saw was they were using a font that just wasn't matching with what was already on the shirt.
I think it was just a shitty design. I don't think it was something that, like, you're forced into.
Can you change the font
stuff? Yeah, I don't think it's like you're forced to use that or whatever. I wasn't sure.
But yeah, right. No, I did see that. Really, really intrigued by it. So I'm gonna have to check it out.
How are the shipping times? Have you seen that?
What's that?
I don't know.
New shipping times on Etsy. Or Printful.
Printful. I haven't looked at them yet. I saw that they've been talking about it. Are they better?
Yes, I saw it, but I didn't.
1 to 3 day shipping time with the Express. It's like about probably like 60 more cents more.
Huh.
That's pretty interesting.
I'll have to look at it.
I think
Printful's on my shit list right now. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to do pretty much anything at this point to get off of Printful, just because, like, I've lost so much business because they can't fulfill shit for us on time. Like, not on time, but, like, within a time limit where I can tell a customer, like, you'll have it by this day.
Have you checked out, like, the other ones? There's – oh, gosh. I know there's Custom Cat.
Custom Cat sucks.
What's the other one? Is it T-Launch?
T-Launch, I think. Yeah, I think T-Launch – Amy Nicholas has talked about T-Launch to me.
Okay. Have you looked at –
I haven't checked into that. We were looking at Printify. Michael Essick had talked about that in a blog article, and he basically – it looks like he's moved most of his business to Printify from Printful. But better pricing, he said more consistent ship times, just overall like a lot more money in your pocket. Because that's my thing with Printful at the end of the day, right? Like, we're paying them a premium. We're paying them a shitload of fucking money. Right. And you don't get that kind of premium experience. You don't. Right.
The only problem that I have with Printful, it seems like there's something always broken, right? Like, stuff that I listed last year, when a customer orders it, is no longer synced with Etsy.
100%.
It's broken, and now I got to go in and manually fix it. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff. So, like, the fact that, like, tank tops, right? Like, a lot of that stuff, they don't carry stock. It's like an on-demand order. So it automatically means that your order is not going to ship within like 3 to 4 days. It goes all the way to the 7. So every single time that happens, we're getting messages at the end of it, like, stressed out, because we're like, I don't know if this is going to ship on time.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that has actual account. Like, well, he has a manager that takes care of him, and he'll email her or give her a call, and she'll actually ship his product out like within a day or two.
Wait, say this again? What?
Yeah.
He does a lot more business with them.
Yeah, he does a lot more business. He's doing crazy numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he has his own, like, manager and stuff, and they got a good relationship.
Yeah.
I might have something to talk to you about for Etsy down the road, but that will be a lot better solution for all of us.
Yeah, man, I just, you know, but Etsy's been on fire for me this past week, man. I've been getting orders every day. I mean, obviously, I'm getting orders on Amazon every day, but it's just I'm not getting the volume that I want. Yeah, it's kind of depressing almost. This is so sad.
Well, there's like so many different platforms that I think you also just like kind of decide like what you want to do first,
exactly,
what you want to build up. When there's like so many of them, you end up like not doing anything.
Exactly.
Because you want to try all of them. And so I think it just goes to a point where like you have to be like laser focused on like whatever you're going to be doing, because you'll just get lost in there.
Yeah, because every other week there's some new stuff, man.
Right.
Right, every other there's T this, T that, T whatever. I'm like, oh, I can't keep up, man. There's something new every freaking week. It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we struggle with for the last couple of months, right? Like just having too many options. There's too many ways for us to go out and do something to make money. So we really kind of dialed it back. Like, you know, our focus, my wife's focus, has pretty much been on Etsy. Although now with the new stuff that we can't talk about, we've kind of come back a little bit.
But,
Yeah, like that. She was literally like, our plan was we weren't going to do anything with merch for the rest of the year. We were literally like,
really?
She was going to focus on Etsy. I was basically fuck merch. I'm going doing all local merch. I'm still doing local merch. That's where we're at. But now that, you know, some other opportunities.
How's that working out for you?
It's early right now. I don't have anything that I can really like talk about. Give me a month.
I told you what happened to me, right?
Yeah, you.
So for the viewers and the listener, I went to my dog's doggy daycare center, and I basically gave him that whole pitch for local merch. He gave me like the verbal yes, right? But for like 3-4 weeks, he would not send his design over, right? And I would keep asking him for it, and he wouldn't send it. And then finally, like after a month, I go in. And I started talking with the owner. He goes, we decided to go with the local printer, but thank you for all the marketing ideas. We're going to definitely use those marketing ideas that you had. I'm like, this mother effort.
Yeah, you know what that is, man? Honestly, like, that's a blessing because you don't want to be in business with somebody like that.
True, true. But I was like, oh, man. And I was just like,
whatever. So. Don't let that discourage you, man. Like, you're going to get way more, like, no's and everything else before you start to get yeses.
Yeah, no, here's the thing, guys. And you know, and the reason I say this freaking almost every damn episode, there's, like, probably 100 different ways that you can do merch, whether it was local merch, or just filling up your slots. There's so many ways you can do it, right? That's the beauty of doing merch, man. It's like, I think one of my problems is every time that there's a new strategy, I'm always trying to, I'm like, huh? Okay, well, I'm going to try that, right? It's like Glenn was saying, I should just stick with freaking one strategy, one idea, and just stick with it, man.
I honestly think you should start just repping all kinds of designs out for merch. Try to put 50 designs out a day, man. If you're so good at like Photoshop, like you say you are.
Here's the thing, man. It's like first of all, my time's limited, right? I do have a day job, damn it.
look, he's not married. He doesn't have kids.
Thank you, Glenn. He's
by himself.
Hey, look who's talking. This guy's
actually,
fantastic places without his wife.
Are we sure that he doesn't have kids?
I'll be the first one to admit I might have some kids. Okay, I'm not denying that. But look, my time is limited. Okay, I got things to do other than just merch. Look, here's the thing. Look, I've proven that you can make decent money on Amazon merch with quality designs. I've proven that with my numbers. Look, it's been done. The problem is, in my opinion, I think the market's really too saturated right now. Even Amazon, when we were in Vegas, remember? She even said, there's a lot of competition these days. So I think, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, I think we got to figure out how to drive traffic to our listings. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way. Seriously, in my opinion. Maybe there is. I mean, I think people like Bo, I mean, he's obviously, you know, here's the funny thing about Bo, right? And obviously we talk with the guy all the time. Oh, man, today's a bad day, man. I only sold 80 items. Like, mother. No, but we love Bo. But, at least with Bo, I mean, the guy's a go-getter, right? I mean, he's constantly just grinding it out. But again, my problem is, man, I'm just always trying to do different things. And I think that's one of my problems. Like, I admit it, man. I'm just trying to balance too many projects.
So I got a question. We're going to change it up a little bit. I got a question from Glenn. You went and did one of the first 4Ds with Gary Vee at the beginning of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that impacted your business going forward since you went through all that, like you went through that one day, like crash course on pretty much like everything social, how it should impact your business? Like, where's your focus because of that?
So here's the thing. It's like a mix between how many contracts I signed of how many things I can't talk about.
Sure.
With, I guess, I'm trying to see what I would say.
Do you feel like it had a significant difference for you in the way that you approach your business?
I would say yes when it comes to like the kind of like building a brand and social media part, YouTube part. But I also found just like how much time, effort, work, and money goes into this to make it what it is. And it's like a completely different beast that, I mean, it makes sense where it's gone and how it's gone by what they're doing. So it's it's like, would I do it again? Definitely, because I mean, it's a totally new random experience. Like, never been to New York. That one I did take the wife. It was cool, you know, going out there. But yeah, like, that was just kind of like, it was the first one I think that they had or that he had offered. And yeah, I had the money. I was ready to go. I was like,
You think that was money well spent, Glenn? You have regrets?
I don't have regrets on it. Could I use 10K with anything? You could use that on inventory. Right. You could use it on advertising. You could use it on anything. So, but no, I think where I wanted to, where I still want to go, it's definitely helped. And now, I think even like the last, I mean, year or so, we're trying new things as far as, I didn't even do the traveling and all that before too. And even when I talked to Gary about like, you know, what should be doing as far as like meetups and workshops and building up the name and trying to do all that, like, man, it's so much time, effort, everything that we're doing. And I don't know, brother, like on the second workshop that like me and Ken are trying to do. Yeah. So I don't know. See what happens.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not very big on that whole Gary Vee. I know a lot of people follow him. It's not that I don't dislike the guy, but I just, I don't know, man. I'm just one of those guys who honestly just believes there's nothing he can tell me that I don't know already, right? I mean, I was just taught from an early age you just have to work hard, right? I mean, I talked about how I had to work in the family business since when I was 12 years old, because, you know, it sounds harsh as a kid, but that's just how it was in my family, right? You don't work, you don't get nothing, you don't work, and I'm going to whoop your ass. That's just how it was, right? You know, it sounds harsh and you guys laugh, but that's how it was, man, right? Yeah. You know, during the summertime when kids would go on summer vacation, I never had a summer vacation, man. Yeah. My family never did shit like that. I had to work. That's just how it was. And I know a lot of people follow him, and you know, I've seen a few of his videos, and he has a great message, but it's just I just don't fall into that whole motivational speakers stuff, man. I guess you guys could be watching and listening to other things that's, you know, 50 times worse than Gary Vee.
Rancardo.
Again, I've never seen one of his videos.
Fuck Rancardo. I'll say that.
Is that right? Why is that?
He's a fucking snake oil salesman.
The funny thing is like I was getting like, you know, random messages and things from people that are like, oh, dude, it was like 10,000, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And I'm not one of those dudes that's like, I'm going to go out and like brag about my numbers or try to, you know, like we talked about, I guess, the internet marketing side.
Right.
But yet I had people that were like, yeah, if I had the money, I would have gone. And I'm like, aren't you one of these people that's pushing that you're making $250,000 a year on Amazon or eBay? And people actually watch on YouTube that I know, I'm not going to ever tell who they are, but I'm like, you don't have the 10 grand, but yet you're here saying how much you make, every month, every year. I'm like, come on, man.
And the thing is, I think I can speak for all of us here on the panel. We've been open. I like to kind of put myself in the front here, because ever since we started doing the Merch Minds podcast, I've been open and honest about everything that I've done. You go back and listen to episode 1 of the Merch Minds podcast, you'll follow my journey from when I was just doing a few hundred bucks to $3,000 a month, and then obviously it tanked. I'm not out here saying, "Oh, hey, I'm making $250,000 a month doing merch." Yeah, follow me. You know, I don't have a YouTube channel. I don't care about stuff like that. I'm just trying to freaking make money on merch. You know, I'm in the trenches with you guys. You know, at the same time, I might push a few stuff here and there, but you know what? They're the same stuff that I use. If you guys don't want to buy it, don't buy it. Just move on.
I mean, I think that's why people respect us, right? Like, that's why
Absolutely.
Your guys' podcast and, like, our show, everything else, it's why people listen to us and pay attention. It's because we tell it how it is. It's pretty straightforward. It's not, we're not blowing smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
RJ, you're real quiet. What are you going to say?
No, that's a very big, like, part that we did, and just throw everything from the very beginning. And then I remember Glenn gave me a shout out a long time ago. I was all happy. He made me excited. I was like, this guy has 40 subscribers and da da da. And I was like, man, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, 40K in subscribers. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And then, like, I'm excited to meet him. When I meet him in person, he's going to just be fucking a chill guy and just like mm-hmm. the rest of us. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know, but you get that reputation and you just start building and start going. And I'm pretty sure that's where he got from that Gary Vee thing. Is like, just go, keep on going. Don't worry about what people think about you. Keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you know, just you know, you're sharing your journey, and you guys are honest. And look, I've done things that no one even does. Like, I've had my own fucking CPA on the podcast. Like, who does that, right? Right? He was a guest on our podcast.
Hard ass.
Like, no one would do that, but I do, and I do it, you know, because I want to be really honest with you guys. Like, I want to share everything that I do.
So bringing it back to, like, Seattle and the conference, what we're talking about at the beginning, sure. right? Like, Glenn, do you feel like being in that room with those other entrepreneurs, those other hustlers that, you know, they wanted to be there, being at the first, you know, couple 4Ds or the first one or whatever it was obviously probably a pretty big deal. Do you feel like that kind of impacted your outlook in terms of what you want to do?
Yeah, and even being, I mean, going to the first conference was pretty cool too. I mean, I think, like, who do we see, like, Michael Essick, I think, like, did a really good job, because that guy, he's just like a designer guy that, like, me and Young respect. We know him. Like, he knows his design stuff. Like, knows what he's nice talking about. He got, like, super nice guy. Gave a really good presentation with, and then also, of course, with, like, Ken Real being there. Like, and just even going to, like, not even just being in the, you know, general sessions or whatever, but being able to, like, hang out with these guys individually, then that's where you get, like, most of, like, the gyms and what they're doing, why this is working. Same with the Jersey guys, like, they were super cool too. So that's what I like, even outside of the presentation part, like, just being able
just
to
network.
The most important part, I think that's where the leveling up comes, right? Like, so all the information you take in, a lot of times, like, A, there's too much information to take in, right? Like, you just can't take in everything. And B, sometimes it's stuff that, like, you either already know or it's not something that you particularly care about. But just the chance to meet with other people out there that are, you know, a level above you, right? That are doing more than you. That just to see them, meet them, talk to them, see how they look at things, it can completely, totally change your outlook on things.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, look, I mean, even if you can't afford to go to Seattle, I mean, I say this freaking all the time, you know, organize your own local meetup, right? Mm-hmm. Just get out there and just interact with other people, with like-minded individuals, and you'll learn so much. I mean, when Matt and I and RJ first met, I mean, we were just, you know, we spent like 3-4 hours just talking, and just, you know, it's exciting because we, you know, we both, I mean, all of us, you know, I mean, we have the same interest. And, you know, I was trying to steal RJ's food that night. but you know, but I'm telling you, man, I mean, look, you don't have to go to Seattle, but just network. And look, if you freaking live in Alaska where no one does merch, well, you know, do a cyber meetup. There's no more excuses, right?
If you're not going to go to Seattle, you should come to California in January, especially if you're on the East Coast and you're in the snow, because that conference right there that we did last year was really, really good, and I guarantee you it's going to be good this year too.
Yeah, that was going to be good. I don't know if we should – I think we should have Glenn speak instead of Young.
Hey, you shut your damn mouth, okay? You shut your mouth.
Young's going to get a standing O out there.
We had a good time, though. No, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a really good event, and we all had fun and stuff like that. And I was awesome.
Yeah. It was a really good event. Like, I think that it's completely about meeting other people that are on your same level or above you, right? Like, you want to hang out with, like, so that saying, right? If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong fucking room. Like, that's completely and totally true. You want to be in rooms surrounded by people that are really smart, that are really good at business, because that's how you level up.
Yeah, no, I tell people all the time, man, look, I can learn something from someone who just started merch and is on the 10th tier. Seriously, right? You will never hear those words come out of my mouth. Like, you know, I'm an expert or I'm a guru. I mean, I can certainly share what I'm doing, what I've done, but you'll never hear those words come out of my mouth. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, nah, but yeah, we made it everybody feel like just comfortable, and we just, anybody can speak. And if anybody had a question, it was a good time.
It was.
Yeah, Young was messing with me the whole time, of course. And
of course, man. Come on. Like I said, I do it because I like you, man.
And if you guys don't know, like, me and Young always go back and forth just talking smack to each other.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it.
We were about to get sushi in Vegas, and there was a bird up above, like in the little, I don't know what the hell it's called, but he was just chilling up there. Was it you, Young?
Well, what'd I do?
You were just standing there, and the bird almost shit on you?
Oh, it wasn't me.
Okay, that was closer than Maddie. I was like, damn. No, but it's a good time, man. We just have fun.
So, no, I you know what I do remember is when we were walking, there was that I don't know if he's homeless or not, but the guy, remember, he had all that food that he was eating, and then he goes, "Hey man, I'm hungry. Can I get some money?" Well, how the hell did you buy that food?
He got in the trash on the back, and he's like, "Young's all, can I have a bite then?" I was like, "Oh man."
Hey, I was hungry.
Yeah, right.
We just got done eating sushi, and I was like, I was hungry.
Yeah.
So I do want to bring something up. I'll tell you about
it. No, it's okay. Fernando got in the chat. I do want to bring something up real quick before I forget about it. This is something we were talking about with Ken Real behind the scenes before this started. Ken's going to be starting up a competition in the merch Watchdogs group. For people that are willing to put the work in to file the letters of protest, and they're going to get a chance to win coaching from a lot of really good merchers. I'm not going to name people, like Ken is going to put together the post, everything else. But if you haven't joined the Merch Watchdogs group, trademark Merch Watchdogs, I believe is the name on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You should definitely join that. It's going to be an opportunity to get some really good coaching from people that don't normally coach. They're too busy making money in their merch business.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than merch, man. This has to do with
everything.
Print on demand in general. And you know, don't join just because you want to be part of a group. Like, join and take action. That's what I would say. Right. Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be talking about it later this week also. And then we'll be talking about it on Facebook. But I just think it's time, man. Like, the community is big enough. There's enough people that we need to start mobilizing and kind of getting behind this a little bit more. I think a lot of people are very content to let other people do the heavy lifting. And if we don't wake up and get after it, like, there's not going to be a whole lot of stuff for us to do on print on demand.
Everything's going to be trademarked.
You see the trends, man. Like, shit gets trademarked every single day. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
The government just trying to make the quick $300 and get out of there. Okay. So we should, honestly, like, I don't know, like, our next conference we're going to have, well, that we put together, I'm not trying to take away from the Seattle one, but it has to be big, man. Like, I'm tired of this little, it has to be big. Like, we need it, the conference.
Like, how big? How big?
I don't know, man. don't go there.
What are we talking? We're talking like the Staples Center? What are you doing?
Like 500 people, 300 people or something.
Okay.
We could bring it. They'll show up.
I think more than on the 150 in Seattle would be good. There's a lot of demand for this. Like, I just know that, you know, if we in January had a place where we could do 300 people, like, we would definitely sell all those tickets. Mm. I'm not talking about sell those tickets for make a bunch of fucking money. I'm just talking about cover our costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can be there all having a good time and stuff. So
it's a lot of work, man, because I know people have requested from me and Glenn, because when we, you know, we did our thing.
Right, you guys did one.
In Denver. And, you know, it was real successful. Everyone, you know, enjoyed it. And, you know, everyone put on a good presentation. But Glenn and I realized, man, it's a lot of freaking work. Like, I'm like, you know what, let's just not, you know, we did one, let's just kind of, just, you know, hey, just, you know, let's not do another. it's a lot of work, man. Oh my gosh. Like, you have to find and reserve a location, and then the food, and then, you know, just all kinds of stuff in the background.
Didn't they charge you twice on that?
They charged me freaking twice.
You want to see angry Asian right there? We should.
Yeah. Now, what was that about, huh? And it was funny because I didn't cast that until the end of the year when I was going through my numbers for my CPA.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, these mother efforts charged me twice. I was like, oh damn. So I contacted them and you know they refunded me right away. But yeah, no, it's a lot of work to try and get things like that done. So if you guys are willing to put one together, man, I'll definitely I can help out and do what I can.
I think the bar got set last year, right? Like that was a really good event. It was a nice starting space for us.
And we met some really cool people, right? That's where I met Amanda for the first time. Yep. Kristen, obviously Manny.
Ron.
Yeah.
I love Ron. Man. Ron's awesome.
I'm so bad with names, man. Coach.
Dom? Coach Dom.
Yeah. Coach Dom. Yeah. Yeah. I would be more willing to help you guys out than trying to put my own together, man. It's just too much work.
Yeah, I just think it makes too much sense, man. Like everybody's under snow in January back east in the Midwest, everything else. Like come to San Diego. It's the most perfect weather in the entire world.
Hey, how about this? How about this? And this is just an idea, I'm just throwing it out there. Why not somewhere like San Luis Obispo, the midway point between Los Angeles and the Bay Area?
Because there's no easy freaking airports to get in there. San Diego's way easy to get in.
Okay. That is true, I guess.
Pretty fun. At nighttime, the only thing they play is like 90s and 80s hip hop and R&B. Come on, man. Turn it up. Yeah, so, well, honestly, like, how can we all just don't put it together? And then that way we can.
No, for sure. I mean, Anthony said he was interested in doing something too. So, because he's going to be on the West Coast a lot too now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he talking about moving to Orange County?
Yeah, he says next year. That's what he's doing.
To think about this, right? Because I've talked about it. So what if, what's going to happen when me, you, and Anthony at one point, you know, at some point, we're living in Orange County? Oh man, that'd be a shit show, huh?
So we're gonna get office. We're gonna get office, and then we'll start outsourcing everything overseas, and then.
Yeah, we're talking about checking out to somewhere overseas. So I might have you guys might move to the Orange County, and like we might move somewhere else.
Oh man, those guys are moving in. We gotta move out.
Gotta run.
Gotta go. Hey, what's that donut shop? I forget, man. In Orange County, it's called M&M.
The one I'm thinking of is Side. There's a place called Sidecar Donuts. It's really, really good.
No, this one's only like open in the evenings.
I don't know.
Okay, I gotta look it up. That place is awesome, dude.
Now we got Young thinking about donuts.
Donuts. Yep.
So Glenn. Mr. Hustler Hacks.
Yes, sir.
What should we be looking at for you, right? Like, so obviously you do the eBay content. That's kind of what your focus is mostly right now, right? Like, what's your plan going forward?
We're going to try to do more of these, like, workshops, kind of like more of the workshops and traveling. I could travel and do all this stuff and source, you know, if I could do it forever, I would. I like what I'm doing right now because
right. –
Get to meet everybody, different, you know, cities we go to.
When's your next workshop?
In Atlanta. So that's going to be next Saturday, I think. So only did like, I mean, they're like limited 25. It's not like huge things like that. But so it's pretty cool. And doing that one, we'll probably do like a San Diego one.
Nice.
And then I think we're doing, I think eBay headquarters or something. We're trying to do like a Utah one or Salt Lake City or something. I don't know how that one's going to go, but we're kind of random out there. But we're trying to do those. Just trying to get the channel up. I'm like trying to get to 50K subs. It's almost there.
What are you at now?
I think I'm like at 46 around there. So just got to keep, you know, kind of get some better content and different things too. Because like the last one, like I said, it was all about like eBay Open, the one that we did. And like did okay. But whenever we do the trying to like go out to different cities and find stuff, I mean, those always do a lot better in seeing what's out there. So
the people that are coming to these workshops, like, are they brand new? Do they have experience with eBay? Like, where are they?
It's kind of like a little mix, like in between both. I think a lot of people that are just trying to also, some people are just trying to get into like the shoe game and like learn a little bit more about that, that kind of like added on to what they're already doing. So it's kind of a mix of everyone out there. So it's been pretty cool, I guess, so far.
Are you going to do some like toy content leading into fourth quarter?
Oh man, I did it like 2 or 3 years ago, and then now with Toys R Us gone,
right?
So now it's like, man, I mean, you're limited to, I mean, like Walmart, Target, Kohl's. I mean, there's a couple of other ones that you can get some stuff, but I don't know. I think, especially in my city, you know, like we have like a bunch of Walmarts, and they're like, mm-hmm. you know, easy to get to. There's some other ones that are just like in different bigger cities, too much traffic, all this stuff. I guess the people that are used to sourcing and doing all that, if they can get everything locked in from those stores, they'll be good to go for.
Right.
Because toys are just flying off like crazy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy in fourth quarter. It's just absolutely insane. I just, the thing with Amazon, people need to keep in mind too, if you're going to do toys, you need to have a certain number of sales by what, September 30th or something, right? Otherwise, you can't sell them.
Yeah. I think they changed it this year. I think it was like, yeah, you have to make like 25, 30 orders in like.
Right.
Like a certain time, like a month or two. So it's not a lot, but at least if you know what you're doing, that'd be pretty easy. But
yeah, just something to think about right now. If you are thinking about doing toys, I mean, like I know a lot of our audience does multiple things. I'm sure the same with your guys. You know, they do a little bit eBay, they do a little bit Amazon or whatever. So something to think about.
That Ghostbuster about 2 years ago, that Ghostbuster backpack, I was raiding up all the Walmarts and they're going $40 going all the way up to, they went up to like $200. Yeah. They're going fast. They're selling like probably like 300 a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I kind of miss doing FBA now. I think
Young's like the OG FBA.
Yeah, man. I was doing FBA for a long time. So it's a grind, though, man. You have to do a lot of work. Like, especially going into fourth quarter, like I was, and you know me, Glenn, I was sourcing every day, like 7 days a week. It was nuts, man. Yeah, it's fun, but it's definitely a grind. What are you laughing at, man? I want to laugh.
But I always want to see you source. I want to see how you do.
Oh, you want to see me source? I'll show you. Yeah. Hey, I'll show you how to source when we're in Seattle. All
right, we're gonna pull out your phone.
Huh?
You have a flip phone, don't you? How are you sourcing?
It's up here, man. Up here. In fact, anyone that sells on eBay, man, I challenge you guys. Seriously, I challenge you guys. Go and try and source today without using your phone.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I know.
Why would you do that?
Huh? Because
you have a computer.
The point is, why would you not take that with you? Educate yourself, man.
The night before.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Memorize everything and then go.
Huh? Just pull out the toys list. All right. Uh-huh.
That's Young's master plan. He wants to get everybody to go out and source without their phones. And Young's
do it.
His phone, just scanning everything. Make all the way.
That's funny. Okay. All right. So I'm going to actually wrap out some of those Create Space journals, see how it works out. I'll probably order one for myself, see how that works out. But I'm pretty sure there's someone that has already 10,000 journals already uploaded.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like merch, right? There's someone who's probably doing more than Mike Gua. They just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I bet you there's someone out there with 10,000 titles on CreateSpace. Absolutely.
Kristen Harris says RJ is going to journal his feelings.
Journal his
feelings. Oh. RJ, you sad?
No.
Everybody's dogging Young's headset.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's
finish this off.
Beats.
Let's finish this off with a little bit of merch. If you guys had one merch tip for everybody for fourth quarter, what would that be?
Glenn, you go first.
Man, I would probably say try to kill it as much as you can for the next like month or two and get as much uploaded as possible. Because if a freeze happens, at least you'll get as many in there, and you're not going to be stuck like you know with a bunch of designs trying to upload them last minute, and at least they'll already be set. Kind of indexed already in Amazon, right. Ready to go. So, you know, whatever's not in your control, no need to worry about it. You just do everything you can before then. So that's what I would do.
RJ?
Well, what up? Yeah, Jan, where do you get your vectors from?
What do you mean? I make them.
Oh, you make them?
What's your tip for fourth quarter, RJ?
Start designing now and just wrap all kinds of designs out and just get everything up. Even some of the designs, remember too, when you upload one design, it can look good on five designs, but there's other colors that you can upload them to too. So you can upload the design two times on a standard shirt to actually fill up the colors, or is it three? something around there. So keep that in mind. Yeah,
it's three. Young, what about you?
I would just say, man, just research. Research, research. Find out what's trending. Find out what's not trending. Just research, man. What's popular, what's not. Because, I mean, all it takes is just that one idea and that one niche to just take off, man. That's all it takes.
100%.
Yeah.
Here's mine. I got two. Raise all your prices because they will sell. Literally raise the price on every single item you have. Every single standard shirt, like $19.99 minimum. Your premium should be like $22.99 because they will sell every single time. Mm. The other one is, so Merch Informer has a historical database that it starts up October 11th. But from then, they have information all the way through to now. So you can go to December, right, December 1st, and see what the number one overall merch shirt was selling and start looking at trends and see what was selling and what was popping off last year. So kind of to understand what was selling and design for that stuff. That's that information. It's gold. Like literally the BSR is there. You can look at the actual, you know, the sales rank graph, all that stuff. Like that's where you guys should be doing your research. See what was selling really, really well last year. Cause I guarantee you it's going to do the same thing this year.
Mm-hmm, for sure. For sure. Also that whole listing too, as well. When you see the BSR, when you click on that shirt and you see how low it was in December, look at everything, like at the sponsored ads. Also this customer also bought, and like similar shirts. Look at the price ranges, look at like kind of be competitive in a way, but make sure you're in like in the profit area, but you can get other shirt ideas from that too, as well. Like literally I got like five shirt ideas by looking at the whole listing. And I talk about this like in my very third YouTube video. And I actually overlooked that the last couple of months of doing research. So,
right. So, Matthew Pate brings up Keepa. So, Neil Lassen got a little pissy with me the other day. Not really. Like, he was just talking shit. He was like, you know, we had the information on shirts, like BSR data before Keepa did. Keepa wasn't keeping that shit. It's all in Merch Informer. You just have to, go to the spot where it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, Merch Informer has evolved so much since they first launched, huh?
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, like, man.
I don't know, man. I sound like a giant fanboy or something, but I'm not as bad as Jacob. Like I'm not screaming out I love Neil, but like Merch Informer is so good. It's ridiculous. Like I don't understand, like the value there is insane.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's gonna do it right there. All right, guys, if you guys haven't liked the video, please like the video. Go ahead and share it if you guys found any golden nuggets. And that's it for the night.
Right? Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks, man.
No problem.